from the day we met, we just knew straight away that we were soulmates, you know, and it's, I just can't believe that we just didn't have a lot of time, you know. But then I also think that we were meant to be together because I was meant to be there for him.
So, there was a lot more closeness between us. And, well, we had the opportunity to say what we wanted to say and had some really good discussions, things we could talk, and especially when neither of us were sleeping at night, we could talk for 3 or 4 hours through the night about nothing and everything and solve the problems. And I thought we were close before, but not only I got to know the real person and the person I guess I fell in love with, you know, 35 years ago.
But even, you know, sometimes when he went to bed, you know, I couldn't cuddle him anymore because the pain, you know, the pain was too much to put my arm around him. So we just lay there holding hands, watching telly together, and yeah.
You go into a relationship because you love the person and you want to be with the person, and I guess it's an extension of your love for the person. And I guess in any relationship, you know, the old lines, you know, for better, for worse, for sickness, in health, blah, 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 because that's what a partnership's about. You just do it.
And, you know, he was going really well. And then the seizure started again. The tumour just started taking over again. And this is a really hard part. It started changing his personality. He started getting angry and nasty, and that was pretty hard. Yep. And in the end, I had to say I can't cope anymore because he was starting to get angry with me. It wasn't him. I knew it wasn't him. It was a tumour. And through all of this, hospice was there. Right from when Norm got sent home, hospice was there 24/7 for me. And I don't know what I would have done without him. I really don't. They were angels. I could call them up any time of the day or not. And they were there for me and Norm. And and when things went pretty pear-shaped at the end, they just seamlessly put things back together again, and he got put back up to Tura.
Yeah, I don't think I would have gotten through it without hospice, to be honest. They were honest and but caring at the same time. They were always there for us, always.
The hospice also offered us respite. And we had family, so sometimes he'd go and stay with his mum for a little bit, or he had friends that he would go and stay with, so they'd give us some relief.
You know, the kids rang more often, and, you know, they probably ring more than I do. They're very, very caring sort of. They've probably changed how they are. They probably think they've got to look after me a bit too. Definitely closer with the children.
What I think it did do was gave them the opportunity to say everything that they wanted to say to their father and do everything that they wanted to do with him.
Like when Dad was sick, and through his sickness we still had arguments and we were still normal, like normal father-daughter relationship. I think when roles got reversed, obviously we were caring for Dad, it would be tough.
Yeah, but we had a big funeral and he would have been so surprised, like there's about 400 people there, and he would have just been going, what? I didn't know these many people cared for me, you know? So but we had some marquees and that, and everyone in the town helped out, like everyone. It was just fantastic. other family members of Aaron's, they came, they cleaning up the house, cleaning up the yard. Everyone just chipped in, and it's just a fabulous community here, you know. But it is completely different in the country, completely different. So that's why it is, I think, such a small community. I think everyone just chips in and helps, which is brilliant, you know.